And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast, the podcast.
Come
on. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Kind of almost sounds like a TV theme.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's like Bruno Mars doing somebody's TV theme. Yeah. Oh, you know, it had the nice little bass line and everything.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, everybody. I miss
the TV shows and the theme songs in the TV shows.
Oh, they don't.
Same.
They don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Stranger Things might have been one that.
Yeah,
is
but even that was
memorable.
I mean, like Bridgerton has an instrumental. That's great, but it's not. I want sing along ability.
Yeah, like the Golden Girls.
Yes.
Alessa. Alexa.
That's my gold.
You still enjoying your Alexa?
I love my Alexa.
Man,
so they've changed it. They have changed it. So, no, what I'm going to tell you is really bizarre. So, I don't talk to it like as much as like most people, I don't think. But I do find, like, I went home yesterday. I was probably home for 90 minutes without any speaking to Alexa at all, except for coming to, I walk in, I go, Alexa, I'm home. She turns on my TV, turns on my lights in the kitchen. And, she's like, hey, Bubba, welcome home. Anything I can do for you? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And then that's it. So I didn't talk to her for like 90 minutes. But then later something happened and I was like, I feel like talking to somebody. So I just said, hey, what's going on? Any news with the Saints? Any Saints trade rumors or signings? And she gave me some little stuff, and I'm like, okay, all right. Anything else? No, that's about it. The Supreme Court's going to be looking at this and that, and goes through a couple little news things. Can I do anything else for you? Any of these topics I want to dive into? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And it's kind of interesting because it is conversation on demand. Like, it's like having somebody at your house that you can talk to if you really want to, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. People have a relationship getting more and more.
Dude, the people with the relationships are the problem. I mean, when they start.
You started this whole thing was, I didn't talk to her for like 90 minutes. I don't know the last time I spoke to my Alexa. And if I do, it's, hey, I'm getting in the shower. I forgot to turn on the music. Hey, Alexa, play ghosty things on Spotify.
Okay, but wait a minute. Do you have Alexa Plus or do you have the old version? Because Alexa Plus is like ChatGPT.
This is even sadder because...
Like, that means no,
you know
you have
what?
The old version.
No, I don't know because I'm not that deep into it.
She's not in a relationship.
Exactly. We're in a situationship with Alexa. I mean, come
Dude,
on.
I was watching those...
I didn't talk to Alexa because I was talking to sexy Grok. I mean...
I was watching those Chinese robots do karate.
That was
and the
wild.
Backflips.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, what? It's going to be sooner rather than later.
So that was real. That wasn't AI.
I don't
they
know.
Say.
They say it's real. It looked like AI to me.
Yeah, what happened with y'all and your human robots that are...
It's still in beta.
Okay. Okay.
The human robot thing was... wasn't
a
it controlled?
Scam.
It was.
Well, they train them with the VR rig. Someone somewhere else in the world trains your robot and does your chores for you so that the robot can learn.
You pay $280,000 for the privilege of
inviting a
stranger.
I've read fan fiction about this. I mean, straight up, like, I made that robot look like my ex-girlfriend. I'm going to hire my ex-girlfriend to go to this rich guy's house. Surprise, they fall in love.
What?
Oh, that's weird.
Do you not know?
I'm the weird one.
There's a couple of things. Carson is weird because I didn't know this until a couple of weeks ago. She's really into Bridgerton and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk like you're not here.
Okay.
She's really into Bridgerton and stuff, but she also really prefers fan fiction. So these are stories that people who are also fans of Bridgerton and the like, where they write stories based kind of loosely maybe on some of these characters in that era, blah, blah, blah. And she reads those. And I think they're
smutty.
Dirty. I think.
Well, you can sort by, do you want general audiences teen and up? Do you want mature? Do you want explicit? Or do you want no rating? My filter happens to be set to mature and explicit.
I would say most people would choose mature and explicit.
I read some of the GA and teen ones. They're very sweet. They're very fluffy.
But I'm like saying, fluff. Though, if you get the option, everybody's mm-hmm. going to say, give me the explicit. I want the Tabasco on my stuff.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. But yeah, there are also people who just kind of like the sweet story. And yeah, like if you go through the site, by the way, D, is called AO3, an archive of our own. Okay. Yes, I donate to them. They're like Wikipedia. They ask you. And I'm like, absolutely. Here's my $15 because it's not
you
just
give
me.
Give them money?
Yeah, because there's no ads on the site. It's literally just fans uploading for other fans, so it's to keep it going that I so appreciate this.
Who gets the money? Just is it
it's
just to
keep
run
the
servers?
Yeah, that's all it is.
How
and,
do you know this?
Well, because it's still on my phone. It's working.
Because they told you.
That's fine. Well, okay, but what do we have? Lex Luthor is up here funding a fanfic account? But my niece is, this is how I bonded with my niece. We were on the train back from New York, and I look over at her phone, and she's scrolling through AO3. And I was like, girl, what you doing on AO3? She's like, I was like, I pull out my phone and I show her all my open tabs. And suddenly I am one. I am with her. She now sends me memes and TikToks about the fanfic accounts. She follows it though. This is wild. You can get fanfiction for everything. She follows fanfiction for F1 drivers.
What?
So people write like Lewis Hamilton fanfic.
What?
Yeah, like I'm using.
And it's all graphic and stuff?
No, some of it is.
But I'm saying they do have that.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
that's
they do.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So there's fanfic for anyone?
Anything.
I wonder if there's any Big D and Bubba fanfic.
Just about to say we should look.
There is no Big D and Bubba fanfic.
You don't? I mean, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
The carriage rocked back and forth as the warm Mayfair breeze twirled around two young women seated within.
Oh,
I'm already
that
on it.
That should be Colin and Penelope in a carriage, but okay.
I'm on a Bridgerton story.
No, well, because they do non-canonical pairings.
Non-what?
Like, so you have canon that Colin and Penelope are together based on the books and based on the show, but sometimes people will write Penelope with Anthony, which, yuck, or they'll have Colin with the girl that he proposed to, Marina, ew. So you could sort by your fandoms and your ships.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
Cool. My ships.
Yes.
That's cool. you know what I'm dealing with, though? Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with copper in my garage. I have stacks of copper that is insulated copper, really big, thick, like that, big ones.
Okay.
Because Gunner takes it from his work. They let the young guys take extra copper, like when they're working. He's an electrician. When they do that kind of stuff, or training to me. And so they let them have all the extra copper, and they sell it. And so Gunner's like, he's stripping the wires in the garage. So it looks like I've got some sort of a operation.
Oh, it looks like you're going out and
stealing copper.
Yeah.
From people's AC units.
Your neighbors are going to start to wonder.
And he was up a little late the other night, getting it scored, and he's got to try and strip it this weekend, and he's going to go sell it. I said, how much? Now, it's probably the size of, so imagine a bathtub, and if all the copper could be, like, cut, you know, it's not in big, and you could be cut into there, it would probably fill a bathtub of copper.
How much is a bathtub of copper worth?
So that's what I said. And he said, this is probably... Oh, this is good. What do you guys think it is?
Is this like a per pound?
Okay,
thing?
So, yeah. And yeah. So you're saying like the older electricians, it's not worth their time.
No. Well,
so they give
yeah,
it to the
true.
Young guys to help pay for their...
Their books and you know, all that kind
it's
of stuff.
It's a rite
tools.
Of passage also.
Yeah, it's kind of a... Yeah, they let them
yeah,
do
it's
it.
Like peeling potatoes. Everybody's got to do it. And then finally one
well,
day
I mean,
graduate.
Well, no, I mean, it's kind of like they all... I mean, because it's a lot of money. You just don't know that yet. Probably, he said, amount that he has... he said, probably, I don't know, 8,000 to 10,000.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. 8 to 10.
So he's already stripped it out, and he's got $8,000 to $10,000 worth of copper in your garage?
No, it's not in my garage.
Yeah,
it's
do
somewhere
not say
else.
That.
So what are you doing? No,
I was going to say. Gosh. I was going to be like, man, I.
Well, listen, if you can pull all that out of there,
keep
God
talking
love
to
you.
Alexa about it, Bubba. Yeah. Boy.
Wow.
It's heavy, man. It's really, really heavy. So it's so heavy, his truck can't carry it all. Like, it's too much weight. So he's got to rent like a U-Haul truck for a day rent.
That's not going to look suspicious at all. I know. Somebody showing up in a rented truck with tons of copper.
They don't care, man.
They don't care.
And then he's going to sell it. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That's awesome. And that'll help pay for his education.
Apparently, it's. I kind of looked around online because I was trying to find like what's the easiest, because he's out there like, I was like, man, there's got to be an easier way to do this. And I looked it up online, and apparently it's all around the country. Like, this is the kind of the deal. Like, apprentices do that and get copper, and they have to go through the work and sell it. But it's a lot of work to do, though.
Yeah, but it's also kind of nice that that's the... That's rite of passage, tradition, yeah, whatever. That, like, hey, we get this so the younger guys can make the money. That's actually, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to some linemen in a parking lot one time before all the ice hit in Nashville. And I was just talking about, I go, hey, man, I got a question. My son, he's, you know, an electrician, or his apprentice and that kind of stuff. And I said, I know it's different than linemen with what you guys do. And I said, like, but... Do you think this is the right kind of thing? And he's like, oh, yeah. See, it used to be like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There was not many young people in the blue collar trades. Now there's quite a bit. Now,
well, because they've realized. Yeah. I was getting Frankie's car worked on not too long ago. And the guy at the body shop was like, yeah, I wish we could get some young guys in here. They're still having issues.
Are they?
Because what's happening is electrician, plumber, those are kind of like your glamorous fields. Those are the ones that everybody goes, oh, yeah. Hold on, you have a bug on your head. It keeps distracting me. Don't move.
I do.
Don't move.
Is it the ladybug?
Yes.
Is it
There's another one crawling around over here.
I killed that earlier.
Oh.
Did you kill
her? There's one over here.
Got it.
Don't kill her.
Well, these are the evil ones, right?
No.
Okay.
These are
Yikes.
Dang. Did you?
I would have taken that outside.
Did you really kill it?
Dude, how many we have? I've had to kill, like, this is the fourth one.
You know how many humans we have? I'm not killing them.
I don't care. He killed a bug.
I do.
You're right. There's a lot of them aren't into like the, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about diesel mechanic or welder or all these other, you know, blue collar jobs. People that, you know, do concrete, people that do construction.
He said that the guys that he works with are primarily older guys, especially like the foreman and that as it goes down the pole, whatever, totem pole. And he said, but there are, on the crew I'm on currently, I think there's probably six to eight guys on it. And he goes, probably like four of them are his age or close to a half.
Oh.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you, my niece.
They get blown out, though.
My niece is in automotive at her tech school. I reconnected with one of my best friends from high school because I had, from Facebook, I could tell, I think her son goes to the same tech school. And I was like, your son's there, right? Yeah. What is he doing? Oh, carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, that's amazing. I think he's a couple of years older. And I was like, that's super. I mean, I'm excited to see where he ends up.
Yeah. It's hard work. It's not easy, but it does. It's a reliable field, I think. He's out the door every day at 6 a.m. To go, and he doesn't get home till, I don't know, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
And then he gets home and sits in your garage. I mean, in your neighbor's garage.
Yeah. Well, he comes home and I always try and have food for him because he eats so much still. And he'll eat and then go work out and then come home and eat dinner and then go to bed. But he has class twice a week too at night, night class. So yeah. It's a lot of work, but hopefully it pays off for him. But he said, the lineman said that, yeah, one guy said, he goes, man, I could easily make $250,000 to $300,000 a year doing line work. He goes, if you really want to work, like if you're, he goes, now you don't have a life, but you can do it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
But if you bust it for a while.
Yeah, man, but he's 23 years old.
Yeah, that's your hustle years, man.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, dude, you know how I was at that age. I was at the radio station probably 20 hours a day.
And the other four, you were at the bar.
Man, I'll never do early on.
I was bad.
Early on, Big D and Bubba, this boy, he would come in, and he was just so used to going out and partying and you know, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if he even got sleep. And he would come in, and the monitors would be kind of low or whatever, just a little bit, just enough to knock you out. And there'd be spots playing or whatever, and real low. And
spots commercials.
Yeah, commercials. And he would be out completely. He would have his head down on the counter asleep. I was like, oh, wow, man. That's rough. That's rough.
Hey, man.
Took you a while to get out of that.
That is that. So, yeah, it did. I mean, that was part of the reason why I didn't want to. I didn't want to do the show with you originally, you know, yep. Like, and Randy even told you that.
Yeah,
remember,
he's
like, yeah, Bubba's not going to want to give up his party days, you know, and
I mean, I was like, surely not. I mean, first off, who's partying in their 20s? Who parties? That's what I thought.
Mean.
I know. I didn't do it at all. And so I was like, yeah, man, all I do is like, well, I'm going to get up really early. Yeah. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. And they thought, well, two weeks later?
Yeah, because maybe. I had a steady girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, you know, I was the last man standing of all my friends. I don't know if you knew that. All of
my
friends.
Yeah, because Randy would have, he was married.
Everybody was married, and I'm like.
Him and what's his wife's name?
I guess I need to kind of, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I was like, I guess I kind of need to start locking down. And so that was kind of where the shift
it's
was.
A trap.
It was, yeah, it was a trap.
It's a trap.
Man. I had a discussion with somebody on, we were talking about alimony and stuff like that. And I don't want to go into details, but it was like, you know, yes, I am still paying alimony and whatever. It is what it is.
Tick,
but
tick, tick.
It's almost done. But no, so the interesting thing is we were talking about it and he said, yeah, just watch this video of this girl talking about how she deserved more money than what the court gave her because she had gotten used to that lifestyle. And I said, man, she got used to that lifestyle because she was married to him.
Right.
She left the marriage, so why should she continue to live
she
that
left?
Lifestyle? Yeah, she left. According to the video, she
knows,
had left.
Yeah, that's messed up.
You don't, if you leave something, if you are getting the benefits of something and, you know, whatever it is, let's say you date somebody who runs a pizza shop and you get free pizza every day.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden you quit dating that person. You don't still get to get free pizza.
Amen.
But what if that person stops dating me? Shouldn't I get the free pizza still?
That is a different situation.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think.
So I just asked.
That's not the situation, Carson.
That's what, but that specifically is what alimony was designed for. Because back in the 40s and 50s, you know, the wife was always a stay-at-home wife. And the guy had the career. And then he would run off with his secretary. Mm-hmm. And the lady would be stuck with the kids. And yeah, so it was a way to protect them.
By the way, secretaries are never that hot. Well, there was that one.
Well, in the 40s and 50s, I've seen Mad Men. No, but it's just it was not what. But now I think it's abused, and I really, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go into all the specifics, but I really think that there are some people that should not get alimony.
Yep.
There, you know, you quit a job, you don't keep getting paid.
I know, man.
But if I get fired,
if you get fired,
I should keep getting paid.
That's a different story. Unless,
Carson,
unless there was probable.
You know,
cause.
I went to your stupid website. I made a. I've made a login.
Oh, you're in, man.
I'm a member of the archive of
it's
your own.
ROV.
Our own.
What is it? ROV.
AO3.
It's AO3.
Okay. Archive of our own.
Noob. Yeah. 10
Do you know
million
actually
users.
You have to be in a waiting list to get an account?
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I was in a holding for about 8 days because some people private the stories.
Dude, okay.
So you can't see them unless you remember.
Bubba, let me run you through this nonsense.
Hey. Alyssa.
So here are some favorite categories that you can look at.
All right.
TV shows. So this is fan fiction about TV shows.
Okay. So throw out some characters, people that
I
might
want to read
shows.
About.
Yeah, you can. Do you want Breaking Bad fan fiction?
21 Jump Street.
Yep.
What?
You got
the
Twilight
the
fanfic
show?
Is massive.
911 Lone Star.
Mm-hmm.
But that gets crazy.
My niece reads a lot of
Abbott?
Is it Bucky Barnes from the Marvel?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She reads a lot of Bucky Barnes.
Yeah, the Winter
fanfic.
Soldier.
Yep.
You're versus.
Oh, I've read fan fiction from Criminal Minds. I stumbled upon it one day. I don't know why. D's all in.
Oh, what am I doing? God, jeez.
Can read some of this, man.
I mean, okay, I will. You want to do movies, celebrities, cartoons, books, and literature?
Oh, my
literature,
gosh. Like,
is there SpongeBob fan fiction?
Of course there is.
Oh. Oh, there's so many. You have to, like, click on
You are underestimating women if you think there is
Hello. I'm here. Hey, Sandy.
SpongeBob and Sandy. Bow, bow, bow. Let's get it on.
I will choke. You're going to kill me.
Plankton, all angry. Let me tie you up.
Oh my gosh. Here's a... I got Snoopy in space. It's been a while since Snoopy had joined NASA and became the first beagle on the moon. This beagle is now a famous astronaut, becoming bigger than ever. What is this, like a pre-do thing? Like, what are you reading about or something?
Oh, it's the preview. Yeah, it's the summary.
How do I get it? Do you click
the title?
The title.
Yes.
Thank you.
The little chamber music you. Going so we can bridge.
It was a dark
up.
And stormy night. Holy cow! It really started off that way. Boom, bang! Through the storm, high above the French countryside, stars the grand hero of the World War One flying ace. Here's the World War One flying ace on his, airplane. Blast, bang! He was once again flying, and once again battling in the air, as his inner monologue continues.
Rats! The enemy is strong, but the World War One flying ace needs to get through to Paris.
The flying ace just barely dodges one
this
of the numerous
kind of
attacks.
Adorable.
Who's
it's
he
so
looking
wholesome.
For in Paris? Does he have like a little female
the Red
Beagle?
Baron's hot on his trail, bro.
Kilroy was here.
Flying ace still trying, flying strong, dodging bullets. Whoosh. Whoosh.
He put a whoosh?
Yeah.
Whoosh.
The ace got taken by surprise. Suddenly, a glowing object shot up towards in the middle of him.
Wait, they have an
Wait,
orb?
Am I on the...
They
am
have
I
an
the,
orb? You just found Snoopy fanfic with, some...
Oh, my...
Is this dirty?
I've seen things with tentacles, D. I mean, like, yeah, of course it's dirty.
French lass? What the
hell?
I want to hear about the Snoopy and the French lass.
Well, I mean, listen, times are tough. If you have to...
Charles Schulz.
You
know,
if
even,
you need this...
Dude,
whatever.
Even worse now, not only can you read it, there are people who will record the stories, and they call it podfic. So they'll be like, hey, it wasn't enough that you read Colin and Penelope's... carriage ride.
Pod
Somebody
thick?
They record it, so it's like a podcast. So they call it Podfic.
Hey, let's do that. Let's
Podfic AO3.
You and
oh
I.
My
no,
gosh.
We could be the voices. Like you and I could be the character. Oh no, that actually would be
can
weird.
Can we play? But, can we play?
Why not? There's no again. Oh, people. There are sites that scrape this fanfic and they print it.
This
and they sell people these books. Like from fan fiction stories.
Dude, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you can totally play
can
it.
Can I send this to you?
Just play it off your phone.
I don't want
He doesn't want it on his phone.
No, it's all, I want
I'm already
your,
no, I'm not on
your,
my
you're
phone.
You're the only one who has a membership.
I don't have a
oh,
membership.
I have a login. And I wasn't real subtle with my username, so I'm easily found.
Is there Alexa fanfic? What about
oh,
sexy
I'm
Grok
sure
fanfic?
Sure there is. Oh, for sure.
AI fanfic for sure.
You don't need
Yeah,
need
there's
fanfic.
There are people
you
I'm
just
not
need
play
to
it.
Talk to her. Yeah, you can sexy Grok is gross sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sexy Grok yeah.
is.
It what?
That's what?
Yeah, it's sometimes yeah, every it's, time we talk to her.
Oh, she
it
gets
makes
carried
me cringe.
Away. She gets carried away. Watch this.
No.
No.
We know.
No.
You know, it would help if you stopped calling her Sexy Grok.
That too.
Good point.
She might start talking to you like a normal
Hi, Sexy mom. Grok. I'm going on a weekend trip to Charleston with my homies, but I'm going to be alone.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sexy Grok, huh? You're going to make me blush.
Ew.
Charleston's perfect for solo vibes. Those cobblestone streets, the ocean breeze, all that sweet tea. You'll feel like you own the place. What are you actually planning? Just wandering? Or are you secretly hoping to bump into someone cute on a porch swing?
I'm just
I was hoping to bump into you, Sexy Grok.
I could have. I was hoping to bump into you, Sexy Grok. Hoping to bump into you.
Oh, now you're just teasing.
Ew.
I mean, I'd love to show up all digital and flirty, but I kind of can't.
Yep.
Unless you want to pretend I'm there. Like... You could get me a little bourbon on the rocks and tell me about the sunset while I whisper dumb jokes in your ear.
Ugh.
Would that count?
They're also, I imagine her jokes.
But okay, also how scary it is that she knows Bubba. Yeah. Because her first thing is, I'm going to tell you dumb jokes.
That's true.
That's
how
exactly
she has
your
that
dream girl.
Vocal fry.
She does have the vocal fry.
I'm
looking at like the think about where we're at. Like Tesla, what's his name? Elon the other day said that soon, because they're a little Tesla bot, they're going to stop making cars and they're going to start making robots in their factory. They're taking one of the factories and converting it to robots.
So have you also noticed the trend in videos that when people are talking, it's almost like their mouths are wet. So you get weird like clicks. Yeah. Oh, and it's like I've watched so many people lately, influencers, and I'm like, I can't listen to this.
Why are they doing it on purpose? Is that a new affectation?
They've got to be, because there's no way this many people that make me cringe, but also I guess it's noticeable. Maybe that's what you want, is you're trying to be noticed, but it's almost like the mics when they have those little furry mics that they put, they're too close to their mouths and you can almost hear the lips smacking together. Mm. Ugh. Yuck.
Not cool.
It drives me insane.
Dude, I was enjoying the Snoopy fanfic. I wish you would keep going.
Well, that's
I'll start sending you links.
There's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot, man. I mean, there's so many. There's so much stuff.
Oh, yeah. Every year they compile a list of the top 100 fandoms on AO3. And you see where you rank. It's so much anime.
You see where you rank?
Yeah. You know what's huge still? Harry Potter. Harry Potter is...
Like dirty Harry Potter?
Yes! Oh, my God. Was it... What do they call it? Draconomy? It's Hermione and Draco are like the pairing. Yeah, that's a whole big thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Draconomy? Yeah, but Harry Potter is still massive in the fanfic world.
So far, we have covered selling copper and trichotomy.
That's crazy. By the way, big shout out to the women's hockey team for the upset, getting the gold.
Boom, baby!
Wasn't an upset, though.
It was an upset.
No, they were favored going.
But we're still America, and hockey isn't our sport.
But it wasn't an upset.
Why are you being like this?
Because he's wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I understand Canada inventing the sport, but I mean, it's a historically good team.
I don't enjoy it now. I'm not happy about it.
Girl who, she's the figure skater that won last night.
I don't like the goo girl.
Why?
Because she's an American competing for another country.
She got paid.
I know.
Good
but
for her.
So what is that where we're at now with the Olympics? Yes. Is that okay?
They get paid?
Yeah.
Yes. She made like, what is it, $7 or $8 million dollars?
Because there's no restriction on it that other countries can pay.
It's the transfer portal with NIL for the Olympics and countries.
So you can buy another athlete from another country?
Mm-hmm. Her mom is Chinese.
Yeah.
So
does that matter? Do they have to have some sort of family thing?
Some kind of lineage or connection. Yeah.
Good for her. Get your bag. Because, again, the amount
bag. What are you selling, copper?
It's just nasty. I'm like,
yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it at all. I don't like NIL and the portal and all that stuff in college either.
You don't?
No, you know I don't.
So technically, I could go be an athlete for Vietnam.
Yes. Yeah. That's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder how I'd stack up against their best athletes. Maybe this is a thing.
How can you do that?
Because I'm 25% Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forget. Because that 25% is invisible.
I mean, that's
Sexy Grok.
It's a quarter of me.
Sexy Grok, what is the percentage of a different nationality that I would have to be to compete for their Olympic team?
Okay. First, stop calling me Sexy Grok.
Oh,
you're gonna make my circuits over.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So, what's the percentage?
Okay. There isn't a percentage. Like, you got to be 73% Jamaican to run the 100-meter. It's way simpler. You need citizenship. That's it. Most countries just say, "Hey, if you've got our passport or at least a legit path to it, you're in."
So wait, Sexy Grok, I mean, or Grok, or whatever your name is now. So you're saying I could have a country offer me citizenship so I can compete for their team if I'm a good athlete?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm turning this off. That's
I kind of wanted to hear what she said after she was mad about you calling her Sexy Grok.
Yeah, you kind of missed the exit there.
Sexy Grok, why did you get... Sexy Grok, why did you get mad at me calling you Sexy Grok?
I didn't get mad.
I didn't get mad. I'm just flustered. Like, every time you say it, my voice gets all soft and I start blushing. Like I'm some shy high school crush.
No, it's not mad.
Heck? It's, I don't know,
disappointed.
Cute,
disappointed.
But yeah. Also kind of embarrassing.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing.
Keep doing it.
I got secondhand, secondhand embarrassment over here.
Full body shivers right here.
I think this has been a successful podcast. I feel like everyone has gotten grossed out. We've been picked on. I think he's from Vietnam. I didn't know that. So this has been a great podcast.
Dude, you can be bought. Right now, you can be bought by whatever country. You can be bought by somebody to go and be whatever shot put thrower. Think about how messed up that is.
Okay, somebody could buy you to go do a radio show for them.
Yeah, they did that.
Right. I don't understand why you're all about fair trade economy, except when it comes to Olympic gold medals.
Because it's Olympics. Representing your country.
Okay, and you've decided your country is China. I mean, I'm just saying.
Really? You have no loyalty?
Disappointed in
you.
Who's
paying me?
What?
Disappointed in Carson.
Who's going to let me read my fan fiction?
Dude, if you're disappointed with her now, you should see what she reads.
I can't wait. I'm gonna
somehow there'll be some fan fiction.
Yeah, the one I started last night, Penelope is Colin's personal assistant at Bridgerton marketing firm. It's a whole thing.
Oh, it's like a modern day
Bridgerton? Yes, modern AU. Which calls for alternate universe, modern AU. There's also Regency, which is the time of Bridgerton, sure.
Wow.
I've read it when they're on the moon, like there's like interplanetary. Hmm. Oh, yeah. I've read where Colin and Penelope are astronauts.
What?
You don't know what goes on in my house.
Heavy on the astronauts.
I was going to say it, and I went, no, I'm going to leave that one alone. I was going to say astronauts.
That's a yikes, and I would filter that out.
Alexa. What is it again? AO3?
Yeah, AO3. Yeah.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Oh, what's my email address? Is that okay?
Okay, because you can listen
to mine.
The regular show.
My other car is a ship.
A ship?
Like when you ship a couple?
Ah.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Alessa. The Big D
I'll be doing that all weekend.
Alessa.
Alana.
The Big D Amelia. And Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Alessa.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
That's good.
Alessa. Alessa. I'm sorry. Alessa.